Thank you for coming aside today to spend some time with us as we share the word together. We, of course, do give that special word of welcome to the folk from Angalee on this, our prayer meeting evening. We trust that as we share some thoughts from God's word with you, that the word will the Lord will undertake for you and use his word to strengthen your heart today and to give you a little bit more encouragement. It's good to look to him day by day. Sometimes we want to have the grace and the strength that we need for next week, but we'll get it next week, and we need strength for today. And we do welcome you all, and from wherever you come from, if you're tuning in today, we certainly appreciate you going to the trouble of coming to listen to us. We realize that you may be busy at home, but we thank you for this. Just want to say to the congregation one or two things. Please do remember all of our own meetings as they continue on the Facebook at the present time. Remember the little broadcast tomorrow, thoughts on Thursdays, and then the one on Friday, Room at the Cross there, aimed at unsaved people. And do remember, as I prepare to put up a couple of messages on Sunday too, that the Lord would use them to edify his people and to challenge those that are not saved. We do thank you for your prayer support in this, and we pray that as a congregation, we would continue to know the Lord's blessing in our homes and collectively as a body of Christians as well, that the Lord might undertake for us. One or two other announcements. Please do remember those who are unwell. Richard's mother has been doing fairly well. We noted the other day to some of you that on the session of committee that she was unwell. She's doing a little bit better now, and continue to pray for a full recovery for her and for others in the congregation who have been unwell for a while. A special announcement is that on Saturday the 30th, please do note the times. This is for another special day of prayer organised by Presbytery that is open to everyone in our congregations and our friends as well. That it is on Saturday the 30th of this month. The times will be the same as last time, 10 a.m. in the morning, and then another prayer time, prayer session at 2 in the afternoon. We will have details regarding how to get into the Zoom and so on later on. But just to let you know that if you want to set Saturday week aside, that then there is that time of prayer. We're very encouraged. In the last one, there were a lot of people who Zoomed in, and that is very encouraging for all of us. So you might bear that in mind, please. Now, we're looking this evening, of course, as we do spend on a Wednesday night, we would like you to spend as much of the time between 8 and 9 as possible in prayer, seeking the Lord together, but certainly spend some of the time praying for the work in Angalee and for the word of the Lord and for the various needs that you know about. The congregation, you are aware that for a number of occasions, I think maybe 5 or 6, we have looked at the book of Habakkuk, and we've been noting regarding Habakkuk how the book begins with the prophet feeling very down, and he's sighing and he's complaining to the Lord. But then the book ends with him in a very positive and very glad and encouraged state of mind. And therefore, we thought that during these days of pandemic in our own land, when it would be very easy for Christians to get down, and there are quite a number that we know of who are not feeling so upbeat at the present time, but it'd be good for us to look at Habakkuk and to know and recognize again that God is in control and that he will work things out for his own glory and for the ultimate benefit and blessing of his people. So we're looking in Habakkuk again this evening. I'm going to read just a few verses there in chapter 3 of the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was a hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Amen. We'll end the reading there. We trust the Lord will bless that word publicly read to all of our hearts. We just bow together briefly in prayer and now and seek the Lord that he might use the word to help us along even tonight. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your goodness and grace that we enjoy each day in our homes. And Lord, in these days of ongoing lockdown, seems a long time, Lord, since we first realized we would not be able to go to the meetings as we used to. Yet here we are, and it's still happening. And Lord, we pray that even in the midst of all of this, that the Lord would grant to us patience and wisdom, and Lord, even encouragement in our hearts. Remember all our families and all the places that they have to go today. We ask that the Lord might meet their need. Some of them are not saved and some are badly backslidden. Pray you perfect that which concerns them. Remember, dear folk who gather for prayer each Wednesday evening. And Lord, even now as we look at the word together and seek the face of the Lord in prayer later, may the Lord be pleased to come and speak to us through his word again. Undertake for those, Lord, who are less privileged than we are. Some, Lord, who don't have a Bible. Some who don't have an assembly to meet with. And Lord, we think of thy people too tonight who have not been able to be out of church for a while. Remember them. May they be encouraged this evening as well. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You will remember that when we looked at the book of Habakkuk the first time, it was very notable that Habakkuk was in a very negative frame of mind. When he was speaking to the Lord, he was saying to the Lord, "You're not listening. And why are you not listening to me as I seek you on behalf of my people?" Now, the people that Habakkuk represented, they were not living well. They were in some ways adopting the practices of the Chaldeans or the Babylonians, the Babylonians and Chaldeans being the same people. And the Lord was grieved with this. And the Lord then spoke to Habakkuk, and he told him, "I'm going to do a great work. And the great work is that the Chaldeans are going to come, and they're going to badly treat your people." And the Lord indicated that the Chaldeans would be the instrument that he would use to chasten his people. And folks, we know that the Lord does chasten all of us at times. And certainly when his people drift away from him, he will chasten them because he loves them. Something for us always to bear in mind. And good to pray always, "Jesus, keep me near the cross." And then Habakkuk, he says to the Lord, "Not only are you not listening, but you're not speaking, you're not doing anything to these dangerous and ruthless and wicked Chaldeans." And it is that stage that we move in to number two, where Habakkuk, really, he's got a little bit higher now, and he's thinking, "Well, I've told the Lord my mind, and now I'm going to watch and see what he will do." And two, no doubt to Habakkuk's astonishment, the Lord pronounces the woes upon the Chaldeans. And in chapter 3 there, you will see that we've mentioned them several times. You're not going to go through them all again. There are the five woes that the Lord has pronounced, things that he would in his time bring to pass that would be happening to the Chaldeans. Of course, the woes themselves, what they're for, and the reasons annexed to them, give us some idea of just how badly these people lived before the Lord. But in chapter 3, we come now to where, after the Lord has spoken to Habakkuk and he said to him, all these woes are going to come upon the Chaldeans, Habakkuk now begins to pray. And folks, he prays very well. He prays very intelligently. And there in verse 2 of verse 3, it says, "O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy." And as for our prayer meeting study tonight, and for anyone else who's listening anywhere, we want to give a title to the message, "A Heart Cry for a God-Glorifying Day." And as we look at that, we want to draw your attention to certain things. We want to draw your attention, first of all, to what God says. You'll notice here that in his prayer, Habakkuk says, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Of course, he had heard the Lord's speech. When the Lord began to speak to him regarding the Chaldeans and what was going to happen to Habakkuk's people, he had argued with God there, and he's saying to God, really, you've been indifferent and you have been inactive as far as looking after us and fighting our corner is concerned. He's even really implying that the Lord has been inconsistent. But now he's wanting to listen to the Lord. He's acknowledging that he was listening to the Lord. I have heard thy speech and was afraid. And folks, it is so important that all of us listen to what the Lord has to say. If you and I want to be men and women who have faith, faith to believe that God is in control, faith to believe that he will save our loved ones, faith to believe that he's building his church, faith to believe that he can send great days of refreshing again, we need to believe in, be in his word and listening to his word. That is why we've put a couple of extra little messages up. And yes, they're for everyone on Mondays and Thursdays, but especially they're for you. And I believe that they might help you, that the word of God might help us, that our faith might increase. You see, the word of God and faith go hand in hand, and there is no separating of the two. Over in John chapter 15, it's a very important part where the Lord is speaking to his own concerning staying close to him. He says in verse 1 of John 15, I am the vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And I just want to note there where it says taketh away, it's not referring to calling you home or to taking you away out of, well, taking you away out of the situation. Where it says there, he taketh away, it means he lifts it up. He comes along to his people. The thought is, I've been down in the dirt. And when God's people are down, and I suppose a fact tonight is that when we get down enough, we'd be just back at the swine troughs of the world in some ways. Well, the Lord can come along and lift his people up. And that's what he's saying he will do here. He will come along and he will lift them up. But in verse 7 it says, if ye abide in me, if you stay close to the Lord and walk with him, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And those great words of encouragement, we stay close to the Lord, and his word abides in us. It is then, whenever we listen to the word, or we read the word, and we take it in, it is then that we are able to ask the Lord what we will, and it shall be given unto you. Those are great words of encouragement for us, even on a prayer meeting night. You see, as you read the word of God, or you listen to it being opened to you, like tonight, the word of God has many promises that we can bring before the Lord, and he has many places in his word where he shows us who he is and what he will do for his work and what he's able to do for his cause. And all of those things should give to you and I, Christian, and I know as I speak certainly to the people in Ockley prayer meeting, you have an interest in the word. What God says is very important to you. And even in these days when we're not in church just at the moment, let's not forget to read the word at home and to take time out to listen to these little broadcasts and ask the Lord to help us through them. Habakkuk had power in prayer now. And he had power in prayer because he had heard the word of God. He said, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Now that was important, that he was afraid. In Habakkuk chapter 3 there in verse 2, you can see those words. But really, in verse 16? Habakkuk 3 and verse 16, it says, when I heard, he's referring to hearing the word, it says there, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. The thought here in this verse certainly is of one who is one who has been shaken. And really that is the thought that was connected with Habakkuk when he heard the word of the Lord. He said, I've heard thy speech and was afraid. It had an effect upon him. He didn't just disregard the teaching of the word of God as something that wasn't applicable to him and the people, but he allowed it to affect him. Over in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, referring here to Daniel's experience, and in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 15, we have similar words concerning Daniel when he heard from the Lord. He said, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And then in verse 28, hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Again, he did not discount what God had said. He was scared. He trembled at the word of the Lord. Over there in Isaiah 66, this is what God says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is pure and of a contrite spirit, that untrembleth at my word. That untrembleth at my word. Now, a lot of people today, they hate the word. And there's a big challenge here, because all Christians should tremble at the word. We should all be afraid when we hear what the Lord has to say. It should get all of our attention. And sometimes it should shake us as we listen to the word. And over there again in the Psalm 119, and the verse 20, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I am afraid of thy judgments. And the judgments there, of course, is a reference to the word of God. So what concern we ought to have as we come to pray tonight. And we look at this prayer of Habakkuk praying for a God-glorifying day. And you and I want to see a God-glorifying day. We're thinking here of what God says. Really, the word of God to us. How we ought to always count in what God has to say to us in his word. I'm not sure who the author was who wrote these words, but I thought it was very well put together. This is what they say regarding the word of God and how important it is for God's people. They said, this book is the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Christ is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. The glory of God its end. So we realize again the importance of the word of God when we come to pray. Habakkuk says, I heard thy speech and was afraid. He took on board what God said, and so do you, and so do I. And as we pray for that God-glorifying day, and how desperately that is what we need to see in the whole nation. People are turning to everything, and even in a crisis, a health crisis like what we're in at the moment, there's so little talk, generally speaking, about God. And there's no national call for a day of prayer. We, as a denomination, have had one, and it was great, and we're planning to have another one on the 30th of January. And it's not just for us. Our friends who want to join are welcome to do that as well. But generally speaking, God is set aside and his word is counted as not relevant. But how relevant it is, brethren and sisters, that we count the word of God. It says here, again, continuing on where that person was writing concerning the word of God, read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, paradise of glory, a river of pleasure. Follow its precepts, and it will lead you to Calvary, to the empty tomb, to a resurrected life in Christ. I think those were great words. So as Habakkuk prayed here, as we find his prayer in chapter 3 and in the first verse, he had regard to what God said. And you and I want to have that as well as we pray tonight. Not only did he have to what regard to what God said, but there is the thought here of submission. Habakkuk calls out to the Lord, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. Now remember, way back at the beginning when God had said to Habakkuk, I will work a work in your days which you will not believe though it be told you. And then the Lord goes on to say, I will raise up the Chaldeans. That was God's work. It wasn't what Habakkuk wanted to hear, but it was God's work. And now he's saying to the Lord, Lord, if you need to keep it going, keep it going. It's a very solemn thought there, folks. If the Lord is chastening this nation at the present time, which many believe he is doing in some degree, we don't like it the way it is. We don't like being confined largely to our houses, and not, but certainly don't like the thought of, due to the virus, we feel we can't go to church just at the moment, and we can't go to the visit family and the various things that we like. We don't like it. But you know, if the Lord is doing something that is absolutely necessary, have we not to pray, Lord, thy will be done? Habakkuk had changed. And now he's saying, Lord, keep it on. The word revive here, you'll see it there in chapter 3 and verse 2, where he says, Lord, revive thy work. The word revive, it means to keep going along, or to encourage along, or to preserve alive. In other words, Lord, just keep doing what you're doing because these people need it. These people need it. Remember what we said about Habakkuk's people? They've been falling into the ways of the Chaldeans in some degree and measure. And now he's saying, Lord, if you need to keep it going, then just keep it going. It says in verse 12 there, we shall not die, O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Habakkuk sees the picture now. God is chastening the people. It's not that he doesn't love them. It's not that he's inconsistent. It's not that he's not working. He's always working. But now Habakkuk is submitting to the Lord. And he says here, make known what you're doing in verse 3. It says, in the midst of the years, make known. He wants it to be spread abroad. He really now is appreciating what God is doing. And you and I, Christians, as we pray, we look to the Lord that he would send us a God-glorifying day. We want to pray hard that this would be made known, that the Lord is moving. If you tell people God is chastening the land, they just laugh at you. Well, we want to be in submission to the Lord and trusting that the Lord will again give that God-glorifying day as we do submit to him and to his will and wait his time. Way back many years ago, I think it was in 1858, the revival in America before it came here, way up in Alaska, there was a little town, and I cannot remember the name of it, but there were approximately 250 people there. And there were some of them, very few, who were Christians, but they prayed earnestly, and they simply kept committing their way to the Lord. And when revival came to that town, it is said that almost everyone of the 250 or so people that lived there, all were converted to Christ. 75 of them in one evening in a meeting. And I've just mentioned that to you to remind us all, when we are submitted to him, before that revival there were hard times, difficult times, times hard to be understood. But God's people were saying, Lord, we're listening to the word. They were interested in what God said. And then there was submission. I trust that there will continue to be that with God's people at the present time. And in the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. God today is working. And you think of what the Apostle Paul said over there in the book of Acts. It says in Acts chapter 13, verse 40 and 41,
Beware therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no way believe, though a man declare it unto you. What is Paul talking about? He's talking here about God's work of grace. God's work of grace in saving precious souls. So as the as Habakkuk here, he comes to the Lord, he says, Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. So note again the process here. He comes to the Lord to pray for a God-glorifying day. He's interested in what God has said. He says, I've heard thy speech and was afraid. He's submissive now. And he's saying, Lord, revive thy work. It's a hard work. It's a work that Habakkuk didn't particularly like what was going on, what was going to happen with the Chaldeans. But he's saying, Lord, if this is your way, this is what is needed, keep it alive. Carry it along. There's the what God said. There's the submission. And then there is the showing of mercy. He says, Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. And whenever the apostle we read there from Acts 13 was preaching there, God was saving Jews and non-Jews as well and bringing them together into one body, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He was living in a day that was experiencing something of the mercy of God. And you and I do too, always live in a day of his mercy. But let's pray for a day of great mercy. A day when many precious souls will be saved. We haven't finished with Habakkuk yet. We look at him in one or two more occasions and see what the Lord did in answer to his prayer. But tonight, let's pray for that God-glorifying day. And as we listen to what God says and believe it, and we appreciate it, and as we submit ourselves to him, let's look for the showing of his mercy. May the Lord be pleased to show us a God-glorifying day before too long. Arthur Wallace, in his book that is called In the Day of Thy Power, he illustrates the day of God's mercy very well. And he told a story where there's an ancient reservoir that supplied a little village or community with water there. And there was a little stream that came down from that reservoir. It wasn't very much, but one day cracks appeared in the reservoir wall and the wall collapsed. And the waters all came rushing down, and it's recorded that they even uprooted trees, such was the power of the water coming along. And that which had been ignored, that was the little trickle of water, nobody paid any attention. It is said that people came from near and far just to see this water coming down and to see what was happening and to see what had been done. And they looked upon it as a great and a most unusual sight. And what a picture language this is. What picture language this is of revival. God's work always going on. Not too many noticing. But when God comes in great power, people notice. And people from far and near will say, as we read over there in the Psalm 126, where it's recorded even those who are not among God's people, they said, the Lord hath done great things for them. Trust the Lord will encourage you tonight, Christian, and use his word to strengthen us and encourage us to pray that there will be from us tonight that heart cry for a God glorifying day. That is where we need to get to in Northern Ireland. And we need to start in our own hearts. Trust the Lord is continuing to sustain you. And I'd like to say to the people in Achillea, if there's any crisis and you need to speak to me, I'm on the end of the phone. If there's anything we can do to help you spiritually, we're more than happy to do that. And please do rest assured, congregation, that all of you are in my prayers every day. We trust the Lord will sustain you and give you tokens for good and encouragement and even strength tonight as we seek him together in prayer. May the Lord use his word to lead us all on and to encourage us tonight.